Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the Weekly Awakening. It's your host, Colleen, a.k.a. the hair healer. I still don't know how I'm going to answer that. I'm like, wait, do I say the hair healer? Do I say Colleen? Do I say both? Is it, like, not cool to say a.k.a. anymore? I have no idea. But either way, it is Monday the 9th. Yep, Monday the 9th. I hope everyone had a fabulous Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all of my mother listeners. This was especially a tough mothering year, so give yourself a big hug. Do something nice for yourself. Say you are a badass mother. Repeat that affirmation because, wow, this has been a hard year to be a parent, to be a mother, to be a soul, any type. Honestly, it was just a hard year to be a person. So if you made it through this year, give yourself a little pat on the back. Now, let's take a moment. I want to start this show out a little bit more grounded than I'm used to. So if you're listening, take a deep breath in. Hold for 4 seconds. And release. Now, one more time. Let's find presence in this moment. Let's make ourselves present in this moment with our breath. Okay, welcome back, everyone. Thank you. I hope that sounded okay on the microphone. I want to shout out to Marina, hippie lawyer. Her episode will be out in a few weeks. I just was on her podcast, Zupac, and she started with this. You know, she did my podcast first, and then I hopped on hers. Hers will be out in about a month, and the one I was on with her, I think, will also be out in a month. But either way, she started her podcast out with a deep breath like that. And I said, oh my God, I love that. I love that because that can just remind us all where we are in this moment and ground us and bring us back. I know that I need grounding. This episode is a big weekly awakening. I want to say tomorrow I will be releasing another weekly awakening where I talk about the new moon that we have coming up, the new moon in Taurus, which will be on the 11th, as well as Jupiter moving into Pisces. I'm so excited, but I wanted to do this one first and separate because I knew it was going to take probably the entire 20 minutes. All right, here we go, because I announced it last week that I was going to have another big announcement on the weekly awakening. I hope everyone's ready for this one. I am going back to the salon. I am going back to Capriati Salon where I left 11 months ago, almost a year ago, and said I was never returning. How and where do we begin? How did that happen? This was not supposed to be part of the plan, right? And that's where I've been the last couple weeks. Wait, this isn't supposed to be part of the plan. What are you talking about? I walked out of there March 14th, 2020. And if you heard me, I talked about it like several times on this podcast, on a few videos. I looked behind me and I saw the door close and something inside my head said, your whole life's going to be different by the time the pandemic is over and you're never coming back here. And I was like, but now I'm returning. And I remember, I'll tell you how I got to the awareness that I needed to return and that was part of my path. But to get there, it was like that was the first block, right? No. I heard in my head, and I want to make the weekly awakening a little bit about, I want to talk on that because this whole year, 2020 reflection, was a lot about me learning what voices to believe in my head and what ones not to believe, right? Our intuition in our mind, right? What are our patterns we pick up? Or sometimes when I explained this to some of my friends, they said, no, but we are creating every moment, right? We don't know. We are only creating what is happening in this moment. So at one point, that's what I believed, and now it's switching. But that still didn't make it any easier, right? It was very humbling. I thought to myself, sorry, I need a little water. I said to myself for days, I said, no, but that's not what I heard, right? And as healers, as intuitive people, as people in general, how many times do we hear something in our mind, hear something in our intuition, and we believe it and we know it to be true, and that has to be the answer? And that's how I had felt when I heard that voice that day that I walked out the last day in the salon. I'm never coming back. So it just was not in my head. And I was telling my friend this, before we came this far to the realization, and he just laughed. And when I said that, I said, no, but that's not what I heard in my head. That is not what my spirit guides told me. And he started laughing and he said, okay, Colleen, well, guess what? Sometimes the things you hear in your head are not correct. And that was a very humbling and This whole idea of going back to the salon has been very, very humbling and exciting, and I actually feel very, very renewed. So that's step back of, for those of you who aren't following along, why I left the salon and why I decided to come back. So when COVID happened, you know, the podcast had dropped. I was doing that. I was really into my astrology classes, my energy healing, and I was just totally focused on something else. And on, I think it was June 26th here in the Philadelphia area, they said, you guys can open back up. And I said, I'm not ready. I'm not ready to go back to salon. I don't even know if I want to do hair anymore, right? And here I created this identity as the hair healer. And there's all these ways I want to take the hair healer and brand it and do this and do that and create. But yet I was like, felt so like, wait a second, but maybe I don't want to do hair, right? Maybe it's just, I just done hair since I was 18. Maybe it's just astrology. Maybe it's just energy healing I want to focus on. Maybe it's this. So I decided on the summer solstice, I prayed and I said, I'm not going back yet. You know, and I made this big announcement on social media, of course. I told everyone I'm not going back. And when I made that jump, I had no idea what I was doing. Looking back now, that gave me so much confidence and belief in myself that I was just able to do that because I didn't have a formal business plan. I still had to somehow do hair because that's at the time the only way I was making money. I was still studying for astrology. I was still this. I was creating the hair healer brand. And needless to say, a year later, what happened? And if you've listened to this podcast, if you followed me, you've probably been through the ups and downs of this last year, is that I would say I didn't realize it, but probably wintertime, I really hit my max mentally, right? I was, you know, the hair healer, the weekly awakening, this podcast, my media, my astrology, all that stuff I've created, I don't want to discount that. This year, that came in strides, right? I grew in that. The creative project grew in that. The flow grew in that. And I felt like the beginning of COVID, once summer had happened, we opened up a little bit, light years, right? I just pounded some stuff out and I did some amazing, amazing things. And I got some major growth with the show and where I'm going with this. And then I kind of hit a wall all of a sudden, right? And it was around wintertime. And it was like, wait a second, what am I doing? Where am I going? And I still had to do a lot of hair. And the way I was doing it, I was so overwhelmed that I couldn't even write a formal business plan anymore. I couldn't do this. I couldn't work on my astrology. I couldn't work on my TikTok videos. I couldn't work on my new clients I was getting for energy healing for astrology. I was maxed out. I was tapped out. And I felt like I was lacking in my being a parent. I felt like I was lacking in everything because I was so stretched thin. And like a good ADHD person, I just jumped. And I had no idea what I was jumping into yet. I had absolutely no idea. And I'm reflecting back on this last year and I thought, oh my God, this wasn't about the podcast. This wasn't about the work. You know, again, I don't want to discount that because so much had happened and with myself and my career, but this was about finding myself after my divorce, finding myself alone. I was never alone in my 20s. I always had a relationship, friends, something like that. And I got separated and at the very beginning of COVID, and I spent this entire year alone. Like, I didn't really hang out with friends. There were times that I did have someone in my life, a friend or something like that. But for the most part, I had never spent so much time alone. And it was a beautiful thing. I needed that. I'm like looking back at who I was a year ago. And I think we all can say that because COVID changed us in so many different ways and who I am today. And I am totally different and totally different in where I want to take this, you know, where I want to take the hair healer, the podcast, the astrology and everything what I do. So 2020 wasn't necessarily about what I thought it was, right? I thought it was about growing this business. And what turned out is it just turned out to be about growing my soul. And that's okay because the business had happened, but this is more important. This is more important. And that's how I got back to coming back to hair. I would say a few weeks ago was in April was when I really, really hit my grind. And I felt like I couldn't do anything more. Like I said, I couldn't do the podcast. I couldn't do this. I couldn't do that. I couldn't go there. Everything was just too much. And it was when Mars hit Cancer. When Mars went to Cancer and I spent like 4 days just crying. And I was like, you know, it just came out of my workhouse and I was like, I'm lost. I don't know where to go. I thought that I would be further in some ways. I thought that this would have taken over in some ways. I thought this would have happened and that didn't happen. And I was like, I'm stretched thin everywhere. I'm praying every day, praying for guidance to show me the light. I know it's coming. And It showed me, you know, exactly where my passions and everything are. And so I would say a few weeks ago, the Capricorn moon said to me, why don't you go back to Capriati Salon? And you're going to laugh. And it was that simple. And I said, what? I looked at him, I said, what do you mean? That's not an option. I felt like not going back there particularly, but going back to a salon or something like that was going backwards. And the Capricorn moon said to me, that's not. This is still part of you. You still are the hair healer, still doing these things. You're still doing the energy. You're merging it. But, you know, you took this year off to find all that, to add to your portfolio of healing, to add to your portfolio of, you know, astrology, of hair, of the podcast. And now you're going back to the salon and you're going to take all that knowledge and then you're going to grow and merge from there. And I thought, oh my God. And they said, you're going to be so much freer now to think about all your other stuff, right? Because prior to that, I couldn't think about anything anymore. And now, even already moving all my clients in the one spot, keeping them there, doing 4 days a week, I'm like, oh my God, I already feel ready. I feel rebirthed. I feel like my mind has opened up to life and to all of my other creative projects. And now I can actually like formally write a business stuff out and do all the stuff I need business-wise, you know? But it was, you know, the weekly awakening is sometimes life isn't what we're, sometimes the path isn't going to go the way that we are so sure it's going to go. So sure, you know, I heard that voice. I saw that dream. You know, that person came to me in my sleep. That psychic said that. Sometimes we hold on to those things and then we hold that on and say that that has to be the fate. And I thought that going back to the salon, not going back to the salon had to be the fate. And then here we are. And I chose Capriati Salon because they are my family. I've been in a lot of salons. I've been in a lot of salons in the main line, and no offense, a lot of the bosses really aren't that great. And a lot of hairstylists, you know, can be a crazy bunch and artistic and run a different, you know, sometimes are on a different emotional vibration. And I had a lot of shitty bosses and I worked with a lot of shitty people. I did. And it's not their fault. You know, they just have some unevolved consciousness. I guess we could put it that way in a nice way. When I found Capriati Salon, I found my family, you know, and especially the last couple years, it's been a really great, positive group there. And I can just be myself and I can do whatever I want. That's another thing. I have the most amazing, crazy old Italian bosses. They're the best to work for, who does not care. He loves me. He respects me. I'm pretty much am my own boss there, right? I have the keys. I can do what I want. I can do all my media stuff there. I can do my videos there. I can do my podcast there if I wanted to. If you remember, that's where the podcast started. And I was like, oh my God. All of a sudden, it took me like 3 days of thinking, and it's funny how the thought went, no, that's not it, to like, this seems like, wait, this is a great next step in my career, in my path as the hair healer, is to go back there. And it's just funny how you don't think that something is going to go full circle, and so it goes full circle. I start back on May 20th. I actually went in last week to see everyone, and I was fiddling, and Hot Donna, the receptionist, you know, I love her so much. She's like my Italian mother. We have a book where we write in and then we write everyone into the computer. I looked under the book and I couldn't help but notice that my name wasn't where it normally is anymore. And I said to Hot Donna, I said, oh, I couldn't help. I said, oh, sorry. I just got thrown off because my name wasn't there. It's over there now. And she said, well, yeah, you know, someone decided to take a year off to find themselves. And we laugh really hard. I let you know, it's sarcasm and love there. And it was true. And I'm so grateful, right? I'm so grateful that my salon welcomed me back with open arms. I'm so grateful that my boss, Anthony, said, oh, I would love to have you back. Welcome to have you back. You're a family. And again, you can do and use my salon however you please. And we'll see, you know, where that goes from there. And wow. Wow, how lucky and grateful am I that I have that, ability that they just let me kind of leave, do what I wanted, you know, and I still did hair because that's my main funding. Besides, you know, that's my main funding. That's my bread and butter. And again, it just all was like this whole year of transformation. And I'm grateful for Capriati Salon. So I'll be there in Little Town in Narberth. I'm in Lower Merion outside of Philadelphia. I miss Narberth so much. I miss that little town. And let me give a big, big, big shout out to my clients. I mean, I could not have gotten this far without you. So Some of you, since I moved here in the Philadelphia area 10 years ago, have been in my clients. You've followed me from salons. You've followed me through relationships, marriages, the COVID. You know, thank you. Thank you for supporting me this year. You know, thank you while I find myself, while I was going through all these shifts and changes. Thank you, thank you, thank you for supporting me. You have no idea how much that means to me. That will mean, I mean, I couldn't be, you know, do this without you. So I'm internally grateful. 100% internally grateful for that. And again, and I'm excited to talk a little bit more about the identity. I think a little bit through, I was like, it was the first break of not doing hair since I was 15 years old. I'm going on my first longest vacation for 12 days in June. And I never did that. I've never gone longer than 7 days without doing hair. So I think at the beginning of COVID, you know, again, I was working on building this identity as the hair healer and really merging and learning how I'm really merging that and taking it deeper and bringing in techniques. And all of a sudden I was like, maybe I don't want to do hair. What is that? Maybe hair's not the path. And that was a hard year of going back and forth. And I don't know hairstylists that are listening that maybe felt the same way. I don't know if that sounds weird while I'm drinking that water, but I'm a little thirsty. I was like, I don't know how. And I felt like, I remember thinking, am I gonna let my clients down? What am I gonna do this? What if I'm gonna take the jump? Who am I gonna be? Who am I? You know, and I think as we merge forward and we're not so much our names, we become these identities on Instagram, on YouTube, whatever we're building, social media. What happens if you build that and then you're like, wait, that doesn't feel like me anymore, right? I thought about that. Even that doesn't feel like me and this and that. But I guess that, you know, I still love doing hair. And again, the reason why I love doing hair is I love the relationships I have with my clients. I love the healing journey. I love the way we can share space and I can share space and they can open up and I can help them feel freer, get something out of their soul, help them in some sort of way. That's why I love why I do this, you know? And so again, I'm bringing back everyone back into the salon and we're going to focus from there and we are going to take off. I didn't know this was the path. I don't know why this is path and I don't know where this is going to look a year from now. This is crazy, you know? I have no idea. It's crazy, but it's exciting. And I'm reflecting on the changes and the going. This whole year, I don't know if I said this on any previous episode of the podcast, but I've talked about it with people a lot. We were in an energy time loop, okay? Let's say it's been a year now. Let's say this is all pretty much over and done by the beginning of 2022. We really advanced as a society in our world, in this universe, this realm, we advanced 10 years, okay? But it only happened in 2 years, right? It really only happened in 1 year. So basically, the door opened on this energetic like loophole or black hole, whatever you want to call it. All this crazy intense stuff happened. You know, like time sped up. 10 years happened in 1 year, and now we're closing the door again. And we're 10 years in the future, but we're really 2 years in the future. I hope that makes sense. Not 2 years in the future, but we're current. My baby daddy called me a galaxy thinker the other day. I didn't know that was a term, but. But that is what that feel like. And I feel like I'm just waking up and I'm just a much more grounded version of myself all of a sudden this week. I feel like I took off, right? As Mercury, and we talked about this fully Mercury ruled, I'm always in the future. And I feel like I sort of jumped and I was floating in another world. I'm not kidding you, for this last year and the experiences and the people and the things I did. And now I feel like, all right, touchdown. I just landed. I'm getting off my private jet of a mind. And I'm like, oh, here we are. I'm grounded. This is me, new bad bitch. This is what I'm about. This is what I'm doing. This is what I want. And this is where I'm going. And that's kind of how that felt. And I felt like in that own year, I lived 10 years in that year. And I grew so much. And you know, and if you know me, I have not been grounded this year. I've been in a whole other flighty world, just flying high and learning about myself. And that's okay, because now I've grounded and I feel like, okay, I'm ready to make some big moves now, okay? I spent the last year finding myself, finding this, and now I'm ready to make those big moves. You know, it's funny. I changed the Hair Healer podcast to the Weekly Awakening, and then I went back to doing hair. So, again, who knows where this is going to evolve? I know it's going to be big. I know it's going all the places it's supposed to go, and that this is part of the path. So the Weekly Awakening this week is trust the path, but always know that there's going to be stops A, B, and C along the way, and that sometimes your path changes, right? The what you wanted for your path changes, and that's okay. And if spirit, if your ancestors or your guides give you and say, this is it, this is the message, this is what it is, sometimes it isn't. Or sometimes that's what it was in that moment, but we don't have anything else beyond that moment. So yeah, maybe your path was going to go that way, but something deterred, I don't know if that's a word, detoured, but there's another word besides detoured, but nevertheless, took you over this way because that's the way it's supposed to go now. And that's really what your energy, your mind, your soul wants you to go. So listen, catch me at Capriotti Salon. I go back May 20th. It's in Narberth. I can't believe it, guys. I'm excited, and we'll see where it's going to evolve from here. You know, again, I'm grateful that they're taking me back. I'm grateful I still have my clients have supported me through this last year. I'm grateful for this podcast, for people that have listened to me on social media. I already can tell that all my videos, things will start to pick back up again because I can feel the energy, everything coming back to me. In my hair practice, I'm going to start incorporating my actual energy healing, you know, which I got Reiki certified this year. I'm going to start including more of astrology, and so big things, and the hair healer still healing hair, baby. We're still coming along, and we'll see where that path leads next. But thank you again. I'm going to say it 1,000 times, thank you to my clients. You know who you are. You guys are amazing, loyal, supportive, just fucking ride or dies. Thank you to Capriotti Salon, my other ride or dies, who allows me to be me and allows me to work and create and doesn't mind and trusts me. Thank you to my friends, my family, people that support this podcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Again, the eagle's landed, baby. I'm ready to take off now, and you guys just wait, because now I feel like, okay, I found my path again. I'm going the path, and I know where I'm going. All right, so have a beautiful day. Tune in tomorrow. I will have the Jupiter moving into Pisces, because this is a big transit, baby. This is a big transit, y'all. It's going to move in there for about 2 months. Then it retrogrades back into Aquarius, and then I think until December, and then we have a full year of it moving back into Pisces. So I'm excited about that. And we have the new moon in Taurus, so lots of things to come. That episode will drop tomorrow, but this is the weekly awakening just of me going back to the salon. I love y'all. Have a beautiful day. Thank you, and goodbye.